This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for us to get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the perch of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Here, as he is with us every week, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the official lists, the people list, the stories list, that is published at talkers.com. Also, you can find it at the DJV site as well, djvshow.com. So, Michael, welcome to our overview. Welcome to the party, as it were. And so the best way to get the party started is to go through the list of attendees, right?
Yeah, let's have some fun. And I forgive me for the phone quality this week, because we had a bit of a lightning strike at the Talkers headquarters, and it burned out our entire radio studio. Can you believe that?
Fabulous. Good God.
So, am I coming through clearly?
Yeah, no, you sound fine, as a matter of fact. That's a good connection.
Great. Okay, good for that. So let's get on with the show then. The billionaire space race for the second week in a row came in at number 10. This time it was Jeff Bezos' turn to go into space. The Tokyo Olympics are at number 9. At number 8, we have the southern border crisis and immigration reform. Seems the only place you hear about that anymore is on News Talk Radio, but it is indeed a valid subject. At number 7, U.S.-China relations, as well as what's going on in Haiti and what's going on in Cuba. Crime and gun violence are big topics at number 6 this week. At number 5, we have the economy, the infrastructure, and fears of inflation. At number 4, the heat wave, wildfires, floods, climate change. At number 3, election denial. That means people who do not believe that the 2020 election was above board. Voting legislation and critical race theory all tied at number 3. Number 2, the January 6th committee. Tied with Trump and his relationship with the GOP, and that's tied with books that are coming out about Trump that everybody's talking about. And at number 1, the topic that won't go away, as a matter of fact, it's worse this week than last week and the week before, COVID-19, the Delta variant, and discussion about vaccines.
It won't go away because the damn COVID won't go away. That's right. Probably why, right? We're stuck here, it would seem.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to talk about the people?
Please.
Okay, at number 10, Jeff Bezos. Number 9, television talk show host Tucker Carlson of Fox News. Mike Pence at number 8. Number 7, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. Number 6, Mitch McConnell, the head of the GOP in the Senate. Number 5, Kevin McCarthy, the head of the GOP in the House. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi, the head of the Democrats and the Speaker of the House. Donald Trump, the de facto king of the Republican Party, at number 3. He went from being president of the United States to king of the Republicans.
King for a day, yes.
Or king for a while. Yeah, exactly, a day or two. And number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci and Rand Paul. I guess they...
You're a liar. No, you're a liar. No, you're a liar.
They're honing their act so that maybe they'll get signed by Vince McMahon to be at the WWE.
Yeah, right.
And poor old Joe Biden is at number 1.
Number 1.
And that is, what a week.
Well, it seems to be we can have more fun with this stuff if we allow ourselves to have fun with it, because some of the things that are going on are amusing or at least smirkable. Remember things were smurfable when the Smurfs were around. These are smirkable things. And number 9 on the people list, the Tucker Carlson thing, I found it interesting. I make no bones about the fact that I think that Tucker Carlson is a stooge. There's nothing about, he has no intellectual capacity. I just don't think he's very bright. And he doesn't do, I mean, as far as being convincing, he's not at all. But I thought the most interesting thing this week was Sean Hannity coming out on the air. Yep. He hasn't been an anti-vaxxer, but he hasn't been, he hasn't been wild in supporting it. And yet he was very vehement in the stuff that I heard and saw. Get your vaccine. Meanwhile, the guy who's on before him, Carlson, says, don't get the vaccine. So it just shows you that there isn't, for many years, we've always thought that the right especially followed talking points that came from on high, whoever on high was, whether it was Limbaugh or Levin or whomever. And it's interesting to think. I've always thought Sean thought for himself anyway, haven't you? Kind of.
I think Sean thinks for himself. I also think, though, that Sean is very savvy and shrewd.
Yes.
Understands the politics of things and is a good strategizer and positioner, yeah. which everybody has to be in this world, whether you're a talk show host or a politician.
Yeah.
Even if you're a teacher, anybody in today's polarized world, you have to know how to handle yourself. Sean is good at handling himself.
But
Sean really never said, go out and get a vaccine. What he did, if you listen to his words, he parses them very cleverly. He says, it's time now to talk to your healthcare professional and find out what's best for you, which is, you know, positive toward vaccinations. He said he believes in science. Well, I mean, the conservatives that have built their part of their platform on being skeptical of the vaccine because, you know, if it's a Biden initiative, well, then, you know, it's no good. And if it's a Trump initiative, it's good, whatever it is. And that's why we call it politicizing and weaponizing these issues. And frankly, it's a disgrace that the vaccination and the pandemic has been so politicized. A disgrace. And it'll go down in human history as an example of how lack of cooperation in the face of an existential enemy certainly adds to the adage, divided we fall.
Well, you know, there's another example of that this week, and I think it's, I don't want to use the word tragedy. You and I have known Phil Valentine for a long time. He came to one of the first Talkers events, I think. That's when I met him 20-some-odd years ago. He's been in Nashville for a long time. He had a little syndication thing for a while. But he's probably the most well-known and maybe the most popular, I think you can say that safely, talk radio personality in Nashville.
And oh, yeah.
He came down. He was not an anti-vaxxer per se, but he sort of fell into the same crowd you were just describing, maybe a little bit more vehement in that I'm not going to get a vaccine because I don't want to get a vaccine, whatever his shtick was. Now he finds himself at Vanderbilt University Hospital with a very serious case of COVID, and he's telling his listeners now, you better go get a shot. So what do you think of that?
Well, I think first of all, it's wonderful that he's telling everybody that on a personal level. He's an old friend of mine, and I'm certainly not happy to see him suffering and sick, and I'm worried for his health.
Yeah.
But when these things hit home, all of a sudden, it's no longer an abstract concept. It's no longer political or radio positioning or political positioning. It becomes, life-threatening. And suddenly, you realize, wait a second, what are we talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get a vaccine because nobody's going to tell me what to do. Our freedom is being eroded. Well, I mean, you know, when we were facing the Nazis in World War II and we had a draft, what if people said, I'm not going. Nobody's telling me I have to defend my country. Nobody's telling me I have to ration. You know, nobody's telling me we're going to not have baseball anymore because the baseball players are going off to war. And Rosie the Riveter is taking jobs away from men. And, you know, when you're facing an existential enemy, you put the political differences aside and the principles.
But does it make it seem like they have the principles are meaningless, really and truly, and the truth is the truth versus posturing, and then maybe do you look at it as all just so much entertainment and guff?
Well, the entertainment, the guff, the posturing, and the truth all get mishmashed in today's crazy world of instantaneous communications.
Yep.
So, you got to keep your thoughts real clear and try to be as honest as possible.
Another very well-known talk host in the news this week. They're all over the place. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. We're going through the charts and the ancillary information that fits into our discussion here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, 15 past the hour. Information for you if you are losing weight or have lost weight. You're concerned because of the variant coming back. A lot of people are getting sick again. Are we right back where we started from? Are the people who are extra heavy at risk? The answer to that question for many doctors worth his salt is, yeah, you're very vulnerable if you're overweight. So why don't you get yourself onto a plan that'll put you where you want to be, need to be, for your health and well-being? And you think about not just yourself, but your family, the people who are close to you. They want you around. So do the best you can. Do the most you can to lose the extra weight that you have and keep it off. The healthy way to do it, the right way to do it, in my mind, and that's why I endorse Calitrin, is to use something that doesn't have any drugs in it, doesn't have any stimulants. And also, from a practical point of view, they don't call you on the phone and say, okay, you have to sign up and give us your credit card so that we can keep sending you the stuff. They don't do that either. You want it, you call them, or you go online and you order it. As much as you want, as little as you want. Right now, using the DGV code will get you Calitrin 3 months free, depending on how much you buy. You can get more than that. Check it out at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, America's stimulant-free, drug-free way to lose weight and keep it off. Check it out at toploss.com. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use AutoTempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on our weekly get together, going over the charts of the week of July 19th to the 23rd. As the work gets done at Talkers Magazine, the staff listening to talk radio programs, talking to talk hosts, the stations around the country that have done such a great job, and now listenership in general turning back to the radio, although I don't think it ever left when it came to news talk anyway. Everybody wanted to stay up on the conversation and the information, Michael. So we continue in that vein in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
Have Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now back to our countdown, the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here at your service, but with a list in our conversations about what's going on. We were talking about Phil Valentine and Sean Hannity, two prominent talk radio personalities. Another one that's in the news this week is Larry Elder. I worked with him first. He and I were on KVC together in the early 90s. I developed a fondness for him then. I have liked him, stayed in touch. He's graduated, has a pretty respectable list of stations on his syndicated program, presents a different point of view. And he decided a couple of weeks ago, Michael, he was going to run for governor in California. And because of that, I think he's well known in California. Because of that, he was treated poorly by the state. It just shows you the politics of it all. And he said when they said, nope, you're not going to be on the list, sorry. And they didn't say sorry. They basically said, ah. And he said, not so fast. I'll see you in court. And so this week, the whole thing changed. And the reason I bring it up in part is because through all of this, it's so silly. These people are so naive, or maybe, I don't know what they are, so narcissistic. They think, okay, we're going to shut him down by not qualifying him to get on the ballot. Which gave him another prominent post, if you will, a bully pulpit. So now more people than ever know who this guy is and are curious to find out what his position is. He could have a real serious chance here in this race. You agree?
And when you have 24 candidates, everybody has a chance. I mean, that's the amazing part.
But it's all name recognition, isn't it, at this point?
I imagine it is name recognition in politics at every point. That's why we have celebrities running for office and winning. People that, Caitlyn Jenner is running in that same election, right. And Caitlyn Jenner doesn't seem to know anything about politics.
About anything.
You're talking about a mishmash of views that don't fit any cohesive pattern. But you failed to mention that the reason that they said that Larry Elder did not qualify was that he did not fill out the required tax return information. And And he countered and threatened to sue the Secretary of State and won, even before it even went to court, that you don't have to have tax information for a runoff, for a recall, rather, election, as opposed to a primary or a general election. So whether they did it because of politics or not, I don't know. Frankly, I don't buy into that. I think it was just a mistake that was made, and I think that Larry capitalized on it. They made it a political issue. Do you really think?
Yes, I do. I think in California, the politicians there are capable of just about anything you can think of, nasty, dirty tricks. I think Larry also, you know, Larry was a lawyer in Cleveland before he was doing a little talk radio. Dennis Prager discovered him, and that's how he got to KABC. But he has a strong legal background. There are no flies on Larry. He's a very smart guy, and they picked on the wrong... they picked the wrong, but it was good for him, as we were saying, because he now has a lot of exposure. So
they picked the wrong talk show host.
Right. Okay. So there's another thing here, number eight, talking about immigration reform. This very interesting. You said something about it being a valid discussion because it's such a mess. You know what it shows, Michael, and maybe we talk about this in the next half hour a little bit if you want. It shows how the control of the news media, especially print media, is so one-sided because the Biden people have made an unbelievable mess out of this, and they don't want to. They just run away from it. And so our discussions of it in talk radio circles is the only one where you can really kind of get into the nitty-gritty of it. But the fact that you said that nobody is really talking about it but talk radio people, I think that's a demonstration, a strong one, of how controlling some of the news media is. Let's talk about it as we come back in the next half hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration is taking steps to be ready if the research shows the need for additional coronavirus vaccine booster shots.
The federal government is exercising an option in its contract with Pfizer to purchase these 200 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine to be delivered between the fall of 2021 and the spring of 2022.
Many states are showing a surge in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We have consistently and repeatedly said, if you are unvaccinated, you need to be wearing a mask to protect yourself and others around you. And we need more people to get vaccinated to stop this pandemic.
White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Being vaccinated is to protect your health, that of your family, and that of the community.
This is USA Radio News. Firefighters and rescue teams searching for victims of a Florida condo collapse ended their efforts after nearly a month of removing and sifting through debris. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue's Urban Search and Rescue Team, Florida Task Force 1, and City of Miami Fire Departments left the site of Champlain Towers south of Surfside. A month ago, the building partially collapsed in the middle of the night, killing at least 97 people. First responders took time to pay respects to the dozens who died in the collapse before leaving the site. Though the search of the debris for human remains has ended, one family says they still haven't been informed whether their loved one has been found and identified. Estelle Hedaya, 54, lived in an apartment in the building. She was not among the 97 victims identified. The Washington Post reported that some 26 million pounds of rubble have been taken off-site, where searchers are continuing to sift through the debris for any further remains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, you've come to the second half hour of our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts become part of the discussion, the people on the list, which you can find every week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, actually. And you can find it also listed at djvshow.com. This is a sort of co-produced work in progress every week. We have lots of things that we take apart, put back together again. We were talking just before the bottom of the hour here about immigration reform, and I wanted to get your reaction to me understanding or listening to what you said about the immigration discussions being valid on News Talk Radio, but not much of any place else, because in my estimation, news media has become so biased, so jilted, so twisted, that because Biden looks bad, they don't want to cover it. Am I on safe ground or am I on sand?
Oh, no, you're on safe ground. The fact is that the immigration reform has always been a topic that has been difficult to get into the focus of the national conversation other than News Talk Radio. And Donald Trump proved by making it one of the centerpieces of his 2016 campaign and of his administration that it is a major concern to Americans and it's a major issue. And since Biden's been elected, there hasn't been that much talk about it again in the general press. But News Talk Radio continues to deal with it as a major issue.
Well, and then I throw in my premise that the news media is so biased in favor of those who are left of center that they don't really cover things like this well. Whether that works or doesn't work, I guess, remains to be seen, that thinking. And it's not something that we have to spend a lot of time on. I just thought I'd make my point.
you've actually made your point very well. You made your point three times. So those who may have gone to the bathroom or had a cup of coffee,
they've heard the message. Right. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Next.
And the point will be made again in 2 hours. So no, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. The COVID-19, the broad, the depth and the visceral conversations back and forth I think it's touching everything. And so on sports talk radio, as well as regular news talk radio, I wonder if you have heard some educated discussion. I know you're a big NFL fan. What do you think about them informing their clubs that any outbreaks of COVID among the unvaccinated players will lead to forfeited games and penalties and all kinds of stuff? That's becoming a very controversial statement, isn't it?
Oh, it's very controversial, but it's also extremely important in terms of the impact of COVID on sports. The NFL did pretty well in dealing with COVID, as did the NBA. Major League Baseball has had its problems. The Olympics are obviously, sports. They're having a terrible time. It's very difficult to make these bubbles when you're dealing with hundreds and hundreds of athletes from all around the world and all these different organizations. But yes, for those who don't know, the NFL has made a rule that if a team cannot get a game together, they cannot put together a team because of COVID people, being benched and on, disabled list, then they will forfeit the game, as opposed to last year, the rescheduling of games.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So the fans, though, are not probably going to like this. All right. Would you say, because everything's become so political, is it a fair statement to say that more people who are right of center like football than left of center? Is that a fair statement or not?
I don't think it's a fair statement at all. But I do think that there is a tendency for the fans of sports talk radio, as in country radio, to lean to the right. But I think that that's through the perspective of those of us in the media. I think in terms of the general public, I think it falls wherever it falls.
Mm-hmm.
Why should that really be the case? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's the media world, and then there's the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And sports fans come in all forms, all shapes, all sizes, all races. So it's a dangerous proposition to say there's not enough information, just anecdotal information, to say that most football fans are conservative.
Okay. I didn't make that statement. I gathered the information from sort of listening. Maybe that's my mistake. Listening to sports talk radio programs, maybe mm-hmm. that's what I've done, and maybe that's my problem.
also, let me. You don't really have a problem, but the way I look at it is that any public discussion today in areas that hitherto did not enter politics have suddenly become politicized.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to bring up politics on a gardening show, you may find that all of a sudden a whole bunch of callers calling in will argue politics with you, as opposed to the proper way to put fertilizer on your grass. It's everything's become politicized, so it's kind of shocking to hear all of a sudden politics being discussed so, vehemently mm-hmm. on sports talk, which you never would hear anything about public policy or politics on sports talk. That was escapism. Now it's become part of the discussion, so it seems that way. And let's face it, in commercial news talk media or sports talk media, it seems that there's a significant number of conservatives listening and calling.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and participating in all kinds of ways. Yeah. Okay, so that's a good overview of that. Let's get to China. The relationship we have with China is at number 7, continues to be a thorn in our side. This week, the United States firmly, along with many other countries, accused China and presented the evidence showing that they hacked Microsoft and many other cyber attacks where we thought the Russians may be responsible. It looks like the Chinese are again at war, not only with us, but with countries all around the world, so that they can gain dominance in every field. This thing is, you got to wonder when people are going to wake up or why there isn't a hue and cry everywhere. Maybe it's just coming. It takes a while for this stuff to build up steam, but there certainly is plenty of evidence now of what I've been saying, that COVID came out of that laboratory, and many suspect it was purposeful. So when the conversation, how is the conversation going on News Talk Radio about holding China responsible for its atrocities?
Well, there's that discussion going on in News Talk Radio that it's primarily, you know, anti-Chinese, and that we have to hold them responsible, whether it's the COVID origins or the COVID cover-up or the cyber spying or the aggressive militarism or the repression of rights in Hong Kong and worry over what's going to happen with Taiwan. China's a problem. But the bigger problem, and you said, why isn't there an outcry, is because Americans buy cheaper products that are made in China, and American business up and down the line, from small business to mega, you know, corporations, are in bed with China. And that is a very difficult thing to undo. So that's going to take a long process of education. Look, we're not going to be able to pull the plug on all relations with China. It'll be devastating to the economy. And the fall of China would actually hurt our economy, too, because we're so in bed with them. We're too close to China to be able to have a war with them.
But you see what, but you see the results of that. They're not interested in bettering America or anything. They're interested in bettering themselves. I mean, you can see it all over the place. This week, there was legislation introduced into the House of Representatives to hold China accountable for any number of things, including agricultural missteps. And the part of the legislation was to prohibit China from buying any more farmland. And one of the reps from Congress, I think it's New York State, a lady named Mrs. Ming, who is a Chinese-American, said, oh, this is racist, and we can't do that, and you're going to cause more hate crimes against the Chinese. At some point in time, we've got to get to the reality here of what's actually going on and stop worrying about whether you're a racist, I think, anyway. What do you think? What do you think the pulse of the nation is?
Well, I think that racism is bad, and I think that Chinese-Americans should not be singled out. So I understand what Mrs. Ming is saying. On the other hand, I think that we need to educate people as to the makeup of Chinese Americans, what their loyalties are, and what the issues are in and outside of China. It comes with education. It comes with accurate reporting, and it's going to take time. Most of all of this trouble is because of the ignorance that prevails in the topic.
That is for sure. All right, we continue with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, talking about the pandemic, talking about Delta vaccines, that sort of thing. We become more aware once again of something we should keep in our minds and always be aware of, that the things that hurt your body get into your body through your nose primarily, somewhat through your mouth and your eyelids, but mostly it's the nose. And that's where the Navage system comes in, cleaning out your nose from the viruses, the pollution, the bacteria that's all around us. Doctors agree it's very important to keep your nose clean. It's as important as washing your hands and brushing your teeth. So do what the doctor says and what the doctor's probably doing. He's probably got a Navage at home, cleans out his nose every morning and at night when he's brushing his teeth and washing his or her face. Navage cleans out all that nasty dust and pollution. So help yourself to safety. Get the stuff out of your nose by using Navage. You'll feel so much better, you'll be better. Check it out in their website, Navage.com. There's a whole list of information you can actually order online as well. So check out, get your questions answered, and buy the product at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
As part of the weekly overview, officially, I like to take at least one moment to go through the list so there's no question, no confusion as to what's there, because oftentimes I don't take all of these things in order. We don't talk about all of the specifics with these various points that come from talkers. So I'll give you the people list in its entirety. Jeff Bezos is at 10, Tucker Carlson at 9, Mike Pence at 8, Ron DeSantis 7, Mitch McConnell 6, Kevin McCarthy 5, Nancy Pelosi is in the 4th position, Donald Trump back, he's close to the top, he's in the number 3 position. Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul tied because of their face-off this week, if you will. And number 1 on the people list is Joe Biden. So that's pretty much the, you expect, knowing what's going on, that these are the names. They do make sense in the overall view of what's happening, and that is what's happening in the News Talk Radio world. I'm Doug Steffen. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there, online, MyPillow.com, 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Story list this week, the charts for the week of July 19th to the 23rd from Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. At number 10, the space race, not this time between countries, but between the billionaires. At number 9, the Olympics. Number 8, the border immigration problem. Number 7, our relationship with China and those problems. At number 6, problems of crime and gun violence. Number 5, the economy and inflation. Do we worry or not? Number 4, the weather in our country. What's going on the East Coast? What's going on the West Coast? And the jet stream bringing a lot of the wildfire smoke to affect the weather as well. Election and voting legislation, number 3. The committee to investigate January 6th is number 2. And all the COVID variant conversations, number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers. All right, Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I understand you're involved in that Rush Limbaugh podcast. Give us that info.
Yeah, you? Very excited about it. It's a 12-part history of Rush Limbaugh, a tribute to him put out by the people involved with the Limbaugh show. James Golden, you know, Bo Snerdly, his longtime producer, is the narrator and host of it. And the 11th installment of the 12-part series has been posted at rushlimbaugh.com, and it's called Talkers. And I'm really proud of the role that I play in it, because they really gave me a lot of time and a lot of space and great questions to talk about my perspective on Rush Limbaugh. So at rushlimbaugh.com, it's called Rush Limbaugh, the Man Behind the Golden EID Microphone. And I advise anybody interested in talk radio, check it out. And I'm in the current installment.
Certainly, the Rush Limbaugh folks are still legions and legions of fans want to hear that story. So check it out. RushLimbaugh.com. I'm sure if you can spell that. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with a friend of the program and friend of mine, frankly, Steve Wiseman, who is a lawyer, college professor, teaches law at Bentley University. He is an expert when it comes to the law, interpreting the law. And so every week with the story sector from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine, I like to get Steve's input as we can get it. One of the things, however, that I want to talk about, and it sort of fits into number 7 this week, our relationship with China, we're finding them being responsible for lots of these hacks. So what does our country do? What does the international community do? With more and more information showing them operating as a rogue nation, whether it comes down to hacking or the virus, what can be done against a sovereign nation?
Because, you know, right now, particularly when you're dealing with things such as cyber attacks, there really aren't, you know, many international laws. And when we apply our national laws, you mentioned China. China does two types of hacking, and it's very interesting. One is, more than any other country on earth, they will hack our companies and steal intellectual property. And this has been a problem for many years. years, we have actually indicted many members of the Chinese military who do this these cyber attacks. But as we say in Boston, good luck to you and the Red Sox. China, you know, denies it, and they certainly are not going to extradite these people to the United States. So then you get, you know, we could do cyber attacks against them. I'm not sure that's necessarily the way to respond. Frankly, I think the best thing would be financial sanctions and make them darn serious, because this is a major issue. The Biden administration has made a great effort to gain international cooperation with this, and it isn't just the United States that's being hacked, the UK, France, Canada, and many others, but they've got to take real concerted action, and I think financial sanctions would be probably the most effective.
Number three on our story list this week, voting legislation. I don't know that you and I have talked specifically about that. I know you've made comments about not being happy with the stuff that's been proposed, but on a legal note, the legal side of all of this, it seems to a lot of people, questionable as to why it's difficult or hurtful to not require people to be able to prove who they are when they go in and vote. Otherwise, what's the legitimacy of their vote?
Good question. Yeah, and you know, there is something on, there are legitimate arguments on both sides. You know, many, like myself, are concerned that it does appear to be a partisan attempt to reduce voting by poor people and people who may not have the readily available identification. So on the one hand, some say, you know, we're curing a problem that doesn't exist. All of the studies in regard to voter fraud show that it's extremely rare. On the other hand, you're absolutely correct. You know, we do want to make sure that it is only legitimate voters who are voting. And so some kind of legislation to be able to prove that someone is eligible, but not in a way that punishes poor people and others who may not have they may not have a driver's license or something like that. If we're going to do it, we have to find a way that doesn't discriminate. But yes, we want to have secure elections, and if these changes are done for that purpose, that's fine. The idea, though, of making fewer polling places, in particular in the inner cities, that's pretty much a blatant attempt at limiting voting. But yeah, it is legitimate to make sure that our voting is done properly and securely.
Number six on the list this week of stories from Talkers Magazine, the crime and gun violence. California is a pretty good example, or a bad example, of people not being prosecuted for some crimes. Is this giving criminals across the board just more license to do bad stuff?
I don't think the laws really stop the criminal from using the gun. I live in Massachusetts, as do you, and we have actually additional time if you use a gun in a crime. Part of the problem is if we banned guns today, didn't make another gun, we'd still have more guns than we have citizens. So we've got to find a way to enforce those laws and really find ways to limit how the access goes to criminals.
There he is, lawyer and professor Steve Wiseman, looking at the law as to how they apply to our stories from Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.